I'm at the Fibre to the Home Council Europe conference, and we're in the lunch break of the FTTH Council INCA UK workshop, focused on the situation in the UK and where we are. We just had an opening plenary session, ably chaired by Lorne Mitchell, looking at public policy and next generation broadband. So we heard from Guido Accioni from DG Connect, who obviously is a bit unhappy about the fact that the Connecting Europe facility for broadband was cut from €9.2 billion to €1 billion, and there were various people speculating about why that might have been. We heard from Adrian Worcester. We heard from Tom Holvey from Leeds City Council about their progress, about Callum Knowles on reusing public assets to assist the rollout of very high-speed services, and Malcolm Corbett, who talked about INCA and the kinds of changes he wants to see. And also we had a bit of a look at mobile as well from Daniel Trangmar from DeviceScape, looking at how offloading cellular data traffic to Wi-Fi networks might enable more efficient use, particularly of backhaul in the middle mile. So there is a live blog, it's on digital-citizen.co.uk, and here's a kind of quick perspective on some of the issues. The subject of HS2, the high-speed rail link, came up, and also how, certainly in the UK, lots of people involved in HS2 want to see government putting money into that, and also into things like the energy networks through smart metering. But some people feel the operators broadly across Europe have said to the EU, well, we don't need that money, you're distorting the market, so don't give us it. The other thing as well, which is a bit surprising, BD UK were supposed to be here today, but they decided not to appear, and neither did BT, even though they're in the programme. So again, that seems a little bit of an odd kind of situation. I don't know, is it the same old, same old? There are more local schemes, and those were mentioned actually. Malcolm mentioned that one way of getting some more competition into the market would be to encourage some of these local schemes. Another interesting thing, I think Callum Knowles talking about a much more coherent picture of how public investment in these kinds of assets ought to be recognised by them being reused. And he gave a very interesting presentation on some of the issues connected with what he called sweating the assets, and how there isn't much sort of joined up thinking going on in most councils, and that there are potential wins there if we can get it right. Malcolm said we need much more creativity and competition in our approaches to doing this, and we're going to hear more about that this afternoon. We split into three workshop sessions, one on urban transformation, one on rural networks, and the third on this thing called HetNet, which is making fibre useful, which is a lot to do with mobile data and fibre broadband, how you switch traffic between them. Okay, that's it. More later.